Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How are you? My big virtual hug goes out to all of you. Today, I had a friend who was going through first-time chemo, and we all masked up. When I say we all, there was just a couple of us that masked up to surprise her because of the odd times that we're in and hold up signs of encouragement, and it made me realize again how much we miss hugging, right? We miss just the normal greetings when you see people. But that's the concern of doctors during this time of the holidays and, of course, the cooler weather. So once again, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with me here on this show during these very odd, strange times where hospitalization rates for COVID-19 are soaring. They've gone up since the end of September. And the rates mirror the increase in U.S. cases of COVID-19. Average daily cases are up 43% compared to the previous 7 days. 94% of the U.S. jurisdictions, as we'll call it that, that's what the CDC uses, are seeing more cases. Just a big reminder about the outdoors and gathering that way, staying 6 feet apart and all that. Well, it'd be like a traditional Thanksgiving, right? So you have your fire pit, think of the settlers, and you would just be spaced out. And there would be the turkey on the spit going round and round and round. You have to find the humor, I think, if there is any, in the situation that we are in. The House announced that two members have come down with COVID-19. Congressman Dan Newhouse, a Republican from Washington, and Congressman Doug Lamborn, a Republican from Colorado, both announced they tested positive for COVID-19. Because, of course, people are, if they're at their homes, they're still doing the temp takes and you know, all of that. And they both started getting mild symptoms, and so that's what's happening. Newhouse even tweeted, "I started to feel a little rundown yesterday, so I took a COVID-19 test, and they came back positive. But my symptoms are mild, and I'm following the guidelines. I'm quarantining, but I'm going to continue to serve the people of Central Washington from home." So the uptick is hitting all walks of life, wherever you are and whatever you do, and however much you are there doing whatever it is you do. I mean, if it's just running a couple of quick errands, if it's something bigger than that where you're out for a longer period of time. 250,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. At least 11.5 million cases have been reported. So that's, you know, where we're at this point. Rapid tests are starting to appear. The conversation about Congress acting, because you've got, you know, 12 million Americans who could lose unemployment aid after Christmas. Boy, that'd be a terrible way to welcome in 2021, wouldn't it? And then there's the push for, is there a stimulus? What does that look like? We want to know, pretty much. And this is the be patient part of our lives, because that's what we keep hearing. Just be patient. Wait and see. We'll know more. It's just a big question mark. It's been a question mark for the past 8 months. Wow. 8 months, right? And what has 2020 been like? I read a funny piece in the Washington Post this morning that the Rockefeller Center tree, I made a big deal about that on one of the previous shows, because 75 foot tall, it's there and trying to get the crane to lower it in place. and it's a Norway spruce. And what's interesting is, and I've never heard this, but it's scraggly. And now that it's been pointed out to me, I've looked at it, and it is scraggly. It's horrible. It looks like a Charlie Brown 75-foot Christmas tree because the needles are limp. They're falling off. It's terrible. It is not a pretty tree for what it's worth. I don't know. It's a symbol, but it's a symbol of what 2020 has been like. You know, as I saw it described, it looked like someone tried to cut its own hair, like a person tried to cut their own hair. That's what the tree looked like. So even the Christmas tree in New York City can't take it. It's just a metaphor for 2020. They used to be pretty trees. Maybe smaller would have been better this year. It is Charlie Brown. I have the saddest Christmas tree, Rockefeller Center. So sad. They better hurry and decorate it. But if they decorate it, my fear is even more limbs will fall off. It's just that bad. I mean, just that bad. Seriously. Awful. All right. During this hour, we're going to kind of zig and zag in a couple of different directions. I mentioned COVID, always the conversation in the backyard. It's the conversation you have with your neighbors. On this show, we talk about what everybody's talking about. What is the buzz? Whether you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, or you don't even believe in labels anymore. You call yourself something completely different than any label we even have. That's fine. It's about the conversation. The unemployment is that unemployment that you don't see that sneaks up on people. So here's an example of how it could sneak up on you. The Dodgers win a World Series, finally. But the Dodgers have been smashed with financial losses like every other sports team in America and in the world, frankly. So here you could be getting a ring as somebody who's involved with the team, depending on how high up you are. Normally you'd have a 162-game season, but it was a 60-game season because of the pandemic. No fans in attendance. Paying fans didn't attend the games until a limited number were allowed at the National League Championship Series and the World Series in Arlington. So the Dodgers won their first title in 32 years when they beat the Rays in six games at Arlington. But the losses exceed $100 million in 2020. So because of the economic crisis, they had to make some decisions. And they got rid of a bunch of people. Of the Dodgers' revenue is among the highest in baseball. And if they're drawing 3 million fans, it's a whole different ballgame. So lots of teams have announced org-wide layoffs. The Orioles, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Astros, the Giants, you get it. But how sad. Yay, you win the World Series. Here's your ring. Sorry. Good luck. We'll give you good reference. But we've had to shake up the interior of the team because we don't have enough money to pay everyone. Oh, and the holidays, the worst time for that. All right, you want some good news? Here's some good news. Pfizer, COVID vaccine deliveries, they say could start, I'm not making this up, before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. That is great news. Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk more.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. I couldn't be more thrilled to be joined by our next guest, who joins us from India. Snigdha Shebde has written a book that I think it's transformational. And I, as all of you know, I'm in the entrepreneur world. I didn't start out that way. And making that transition was really hard. There was so much I didn't know. I wish I had had a book like hers. And it's called Teaching Learning Community, The Story of a Butterfly. And as soon as I saw the butterfly, the cover of her book, I was hooked because I knew this is it. This is what people need to know. The secrets, the learnings, the successes, the things that you can hang on to as you build. Because it is a very lonely road, especially in the beginning. Snigdha, thanks so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure, Kate. I thank you for inviting me here. And that's such a nice way of sharing what I have written. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about your road and how you got here. What made you, first of all, what made you an entrepreneur and what happened with your family that put you in that direction?
Oh my God, that's a difficult question to answer. I was just out of college and I started off as a fresher in this world to start working and experiencing what it is to work in the real world than just imagine. And after a brief stint with some ad agencies, my father invited me when there was a big expansion being planned in our family business. That was the day when I quit my job and joined the family business. And I was zero when it started as an entrepreneur. And then PLC happened to me and they helped me, my mentor, Rajendra Bhagwe, he helped me to learn what it is to understand business, what the numbers say when you read a balance sheet or a profit and loss statement. And fast forward 14 years, we started at one plant, we are 5 plants today. And I would give all the credit to TLC for that.
Wow. And tell us about TLC, because people are listening to this and they want to know, what is TLC, the Teaching Learning Center? I mean, the Teaching Learning Community, it seems self-evident, but we don't have access to it. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so TLC, as you rightly mentioned, is short for Teaching Learning Community. It was established in 2005 for grooming and teaching the young entrepreneurs for profitable growth. I would like to mention the founder member, my mentor, Mr. Rajendra Bagbe, who took to teaching these young minds into building their businesses. If I have to mention a few things about TLC, I'd say the heart of TLC is driven by the purpose of helping an entrepreneur succeed through value-based business practices. For that, the TLC curriculum is based on 6 levels: leadership, world-class processes, financial discipline, human resource management, strategy, and last but not the least, sales and marketing. So now that I've handled the hard part of it, that logically brings me to the brain part of TLC. So it is a form of structure to act as a multiplier. As in, if we help, for example, 1,000 entrepreneurs to grow, it will help approximately 25,000 direct and indirect employees. So if you do the math, even if these 1,000 entrepreneurs can influence and help 10, just 10 each, it will land up influencing 25,000 direct and indirect employees to grow. That is the power of, you know, creating ripple effects. And it builds an ecosystem and a marketplace of like-minded entrepreneurs to do business with each other. So you not just witness, but experience in real how collaboration is better than competition. I think that covers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. So okay. What do you hope people take, and you and I talked about this off the air, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Oh, I'd say to really know that you are not alone. So someone once told me, when you become an entrepreneur, regardless of the size of your business, you are always alone at the top. This is where this book will help you realize that it is more like we are all in it together. There are people in this world who started small and made it to the top. Just like the elders in a village that guide young minds and, you know, nurture people to grow up becoming responsible and productive adults, This is a forum which is going to use the same structure. And it also proves that this is tried and tested structure, so anyone can adopt to create a pocket of excellence around them.
What for you, what has it been like being an entrepreneur personally all this time?
Oh, it has been breaking a lot of barriers, or, you know, establishing a path which normally women don't take in my country. So it has been one of the most satisfying experiences, I would say, in my life.
Wow. What is your great hope for the future? Because you and I both know, as an entrepreneur, you have goals. They call it here BHAG. What is your big, hairy, audacious goal?
Oh, big, hairy, audacious goal is such a terrifying term, as it has been taught to us in TLC, that if it doesn't scare you, it isn't a BHAG. So if I have to think about a future for myself as an entrepreneur, it's like making crossing the boundaries beyond my country. We are already into exports, but not to the extent I would like to do, and then form associations or do joint ventures with similar and big companies abroad. That would be my BHAG.
Oh, I love it. Okay, and you have to tell us this. What do you, just absolutely adorable personality, outside, inside, all of that. What do you, and you have just this incredible vibration that I can feel across the pond, as they say, and then down the road some. What do you do for fun?
Oh, I write for one, and then I also train myself for classical music. India is the place. It is full of fine arts and a rich heritage and culture. So I do take lessons for singing and a lot of things. I travel around the world. I learn more as I teach in TLC, and I would like to write more books as the years go by.
Oh, that would be great, because you definitely have a way with words. There's no question about it. Snigda
Achebe,
gosh, what a wonderful book. Anybody who's an entrepreneur, knows an entrepreneur, or just wants to read about inspiring people, the story of a butterfly, teaching, learning, community. Thank you for teaching us through this interview, and thank you for doing it.
Thank you so much, Kate. It has been a pleasure, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
Thank you.
All right, we should tell you that this is One Smart Cookie. She is the managing director at Sargam Electroplaters, and she went to a Harvard Business School for a year. She got a Master's of Business Administration at the S.P. Jane Institute of Management and Research, and she talked about it. She talked about one of the things that you needed and a couple of the things that you absolutely needed. And as an entrepreneur, and entrepreneurship is skyrocketing everywhere, but certainly in the United States we're seeing that it's skyrocketing. The pandemic has opened the doors for some people, because Americans are starting new businesses at the fastest rate in more than a decade. More than a decade. There have been 3.2 million applications for employer identification numbers this year, which, of course, you need to start a company. And so the EIN applications were only at 2.7 million at the same time last year. And that confirms, that helps confirm entrepreneurship, because people with layoffs and reduced work and all that kind of thing, some jumping in and realizing, ah, this is my chance, right? This is my chance to do something, to expand, to come up with my ideas, to pivot, to figure this out now that things are being challenged. And what happens when we get out of this? And I think a lot of those businesses will stick or morph or whatever. And, you know, Gallup reported a doubling rate of independent homeschooling this year. So new organizations are attracting parents looking for that educational support and resources. So we're seeing that companies related to that are also soaring. So 2020 has been a challenging year. We know that, with hardship, loss, but entrepreneurism, those that can find time for creativity, initiative and grit, and they spot those opportunities and they adapt. And so you look at the old ways of doing things, and instead you pioneer some new models, and you have successful entrepreneurism. Wow, great talking to her. Pick up that book, go for it, whatever it is you're thinking of doing that's weighing on your mind. Stay with us.
For me, I don't want to meet too many people that been corrupt, you know what I'm saying? With the mind, the vision, all this, you know what I'm saying? I still want that purity, you know what I mean?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. An additional 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized, and the country is averaging around 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News. The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing legal challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases is still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican told reporters on Wednesday that it's important to go through all of the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier, unless that's done thoroughly. And I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome. That's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Right now is Jeff Berman. He's written a book called The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission. And we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, "Now you've got me worried. I want an MRI." 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and says, "I got the test results back, and they're not good." And I asked him to replay the tape, and he said, "Nope, that's live. It's not Memorex." And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with a question mark. I put my thumbs down, and her eyes got wide, and hello, I now have cancer.
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors. And that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, then you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, "Don't believe what's on the internet because it's out of date." And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, "Ooh, hello." Fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote. My wife got the second vote. And if there were any votes left, then I got it. So you can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
What? So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, I didn't write something down every day, but yeah, pretty much. I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad. You've got grandkids. You talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces. And you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review. They have that on the details about you, and I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell.
Yeah.
Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels, and here's this 11,000-member organization, and I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences, and suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay, then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley in long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lanes for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and says, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. I had bacterial pneumonia. Yeah, well, I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. Yeah, I gave my car service. You know, hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on fed the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay, so you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today. It's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later, and on April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant and my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate, there are bad days. And I've had plenty of them since this all started. But none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. You know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now. Two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head. I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, okay, good luck with that one. That's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks. But get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them. While still working, go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. No, not going to live my life that way. Going to stay upright every day as best I can. That's it.
This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
As the current
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Accompagnami, ti permitemme, con placer tus deseos, todo en eternidad.
Wow, I just get goosebumps. So talented. Unbelievable. Think about this. He moves to Vegas from Rochester, New York at 15. He starts singing at 16. Do you know he sings in seven languages? People describe Daniel as a classic crossover singer-songwriter because he sings in different genres. So pop, rock, classical. I love it, and I am so thrilled to have him on this show. Think America's Got Talent and beyond. Hey, Daniel, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me tonight, Kate.
So for you, you know, what, well, first of all, what's it like when you, like you just heard that little clip there and it's being, I'm broadcasting all over the country. What's it like for you to hear that, to hear yourself? I mean, is it kind of surreal a little?
Oh, it's absolutely surreal. It's something that I don't know if you can ever get used to hearing yourself on the radio. I don't think you can ever get used to that. It's awesome.
I love that. So you knew. What was it that made you know inside that, you know what, I have to do this. This is what I was born to do. How'd you know?
You know, I would say there is a feeling that you get when you're on stage that just feels like home. It feels like it's the right place to be, and it feels safe. It feels safe, and it's amazing to connect with people emotionally on stage there's not a lot of professions that can say that you can forge an emotional bond with hundreds of people within 3 minutes in the length of a song. And you get to take this emotional journey together that the first time I stepped on stage as myself, not as a character in a play, just as me singing, I felt that feeling immediately, and I knew this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Nice. So tell us about the America's Got Talent, you know, performance. Everybody, I think a lot of people listening know about it, frankly. But let's just say there's a few people that were hiding behind the rocks and they don't know. Tell us what happened there that really, I think, made you even more famous.
Okay. America's Got Talent was a roller coaster for me, for sure. It was an incredible opportunity, and it was full of high points, and it was full of some curveballs as well. So in my first episode, my very first audition in front of the celebrity judges, little old me is going out. I mustered up my courage to sing an original song in Italian in front of Simon Cowell, which is terrifying. And I got out there, and I was into my song. I was feeling it. And right in the middle of my number, Simon stops me. Not exactly how you want your first audition to go.
No.
But, see, I didn't know this in the moment, and I wish that I did, because it would have made that the moment a little less painful. But Simon didn't stop me in the middle of my song because he didn't like what I was singing necessarily. He, I guess, had another song in mind that he wanted to hear me sing. I guess he heard something in my voice that he really wanted to hear this other song. And this song was called Passera. And Simon said, okay, I'm going to give you 1 hour. You're going to go off stage and learn it. And then you're going to come back and sing it in front of me and all the people watching at home. And it was the most stressful hour of my entire life. I can guarantee you that. But through sheer determination, adrenaline, and caffeine, I was able to go away and learn this new song in Italian, come back and sing it. And I got a standing ovation from the judges. And it was the best moment of my life.
Ah, love it. So you catapult from there, where you end up on tour with Marie Osmond, who is like the nicest person on the planet Earth, right?
Yes, she is. She is a hero of mine, and it's an honor and a joy to get to be alongside her as we've traveled around the country.
What did she tell you about careers or singing? Did she give you any good pieces of advice? I can only imagine.
She has given me so much advice. It is, I don't say this lightly, it is a masterclass every time I get to be around her, whether on stage or behind the scenes. She is just the consummate professional and entertainer. She's amazing. I think the piece of advice that sticks out the most to me that she has passed on, when she and her brothers were young and performing in Las Vegas, they met Elvis from time to time, and Elvis gave them this advice that she has now passed on to me that I'll share with you now. Elvis told Marie that if he could go in his career and do anything over again one more time, it would be to thank each and every fan personally. And as I've been able to tour with Marie, I have seen that she has lived that advice every day, because her fans are the most incredible, most loyal human beings, because she treats them right. She treats them with respect, and she cares about them. And that's something I hope to do for my own fan base as it grows.
Wow, I love that. That is a good piece of advice. Who doesn't want raving fans? And especially in the entertainment industry, because they follow you all the way through. So I'm glad she told you that. You also got to perform the national anthem, like for Major League Baseball, a game there, probably a couple games, NHL, Rock and Roll Marathon Series, heavyweight boxing. What was that feeling like? Because, you know, then you're talking about a different kind of animal. You're talking about sports crowds, and that could be kind of exciting. Plus, you get to sing the anthem.
Exactly. There is it is my favorite performance, but at the same time, it's the most difficult, I would say, at the same time, because the anthem is such a sacred song, and the fans in that crowd, that's something that you have to get right. There's no room for error. And when you get to perform a song like that, and, you know, sing the praises of our country in front of 20 to 50,000 people, and sometimes when it's broadcast around the country as well, that is just an immense moment. There's no better moment than that. And I've been lucky enough to perform for the home opener for the LA Angels. I was actually supposed to do the national anthem for the home opener that was scheduled for next week, and I'm so bummed that it's been postponed, but rightfully so. When we all can gather again together, hopefully we'll get to sing for another game this season for them. The national anthem is truly my favorite performances whenever I get to perform them, because it is just an incredible, unforgettable moment.
I love hearing that. So you're in Vegas. Vegas is dark. You were getting ready to do a big show and really pop out there even more, which I'm sure will come back to you. What's it been like for you during this period?
It's been a period of uncertainty, of course, for all of us. This is new territory. We are living history, and it is watching us. So it's just a very interesting time to be alive. But what is the benefit for – there's not a benefit to being in this situation ever. But what we can do for me, I'm able to take this time to really build my craft, hone, rehearse, make sure that when we come out the other side of this, because we will – then we're ready to hit the ground running, and I'm able to bring this an even greater level of show and performance to the audiences I'll have the honor of being in front of later on this year.
I love it. All right, so I have to ask you like a few goofball questions. What do you do? What kind of goofy things do you do? You're a young guy. Are you like into video games? Do you eat, I don't know, Cocoa Puffs? What do you do?
I wish, now I have time for things like video games, but I wasn't before. I'm pretty much married to music, but I do have my rescue dog, and I love to be out hiking and be out in nature when we can. Right now, of course, is a little more difficult, but I love to cook. That's the other thing. That's honestly what I'm spending 90% of my time doing now, and my waistline is showing it, and that's not good. But I'd love to cook everything under the sun, from Italian to Mexican. And my cooking skills are improving during this quarantine time. I will say that.
I love that. I understand. I'm right there with you. I was in getting good shape doing the hiking thing, too. And, you know, this is what happens to us. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want everybody to go and definitely friend Daniel. Look him up if you haven't heard of him, which I can't believe. But go to DanielEmmett.com. And we're going to post this all over the place. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, Kate.
All right. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks. Love it. Like I said, in fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit more of Daniel as we kind of trail out here. But you heard Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, and that's his most requested song to actually perform since he appeared on AGT. And, boy, just... he really does have, I think, an incredible amount of talent, and we've just seen the beginning of him, and obviously Maria Osmond knows that. How about Placido Domingo saying he's the future great entertainer? Woo! So check it out.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options, so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.